But anyway, there you have it. It was from, I think, 1995. Before that, we heard Diana Ross. Two songs from Diana Ross. And Lovin', Livin', and Givin'. And I got a little dizzy trying to read the Wikipedia entry for that song. There's so many versions and a convoluted story. So the version we heard was from the Thank God It's Friday soundtrack, which was, of course, a triple LP packed with hits. And that was slated at one point to be a single from it. The single was canceled. And that clocks in about 4:40. It would have been interesting to hear a single edit because they decided she wanted to keep it for her next solo LP, which came out in 1978, was simply entitled Ross. Not exactly self-titled. Ross was the name of the album. And so it was remixed after the release of the soundtrack and issued as the album track. Then it was also a single in certain territories. But some of this, like even the album version, they claim this is just a remix. It sounds like a different version to me. Anyway, I couldn't really keep up with the... Anyway... Cool song, though, and I wish Diana had done more stuff sounding that nutty. And before that, we heard Diana Ross, These Things Will Keep Me Loving You, song written and produced by Johnny Bristol, and he thought he was working on the first Diana Ross solo single, Someday We'll Be Together, and it came out so great, and that's Johnny's, the male voice on there. I'm sure you're familiar with that song. And I guess the powers that be in Motown were like, this is too great. We're going to make this the last Supremes single, even though Mary Wilson and Sidney Birdsong are not even on it. And so to make amends to Johnny Bristol for canceling, that is being the first. I mean, that was a huge hit, so it's not like the guy missed out on any money. But like. Says, well, since we made this the last Supremes song, you can have the first crack at you have Diana's first solo single. So they had These Things Will Keep Me Loving You. And as pointed out on the comments board by several astute listeners, very similar to Someday We'll Be Together. And then that was bumped. Once Berry Gordy heard Reach Out and Touch Somebody's Hand, he was like, sorry, Ashford and Simpson are getting it. And I want to say These Things Will Keep Me Loving You. Was that ended up as the B-side? It came out as one of those early B-sides of circa 1970, 71. But anyway, I'm sure Johnny Bristol survived. Before that, we heard Smokey Robinson and the Miracles and their version of Abraham, Martin, and John. That was an alternate mix. So that was the second version. I guess I could have played the first version. But like the single actually was starting to get some traction. And they withdrew it to remix it, and they totally stopped the momentum of it. So a little too much meddling, you know. It worked for Shop Around, but not for this song. And we started off with Willie Horton, yes, the legendary Detroit Tigers baseball player, with a couple of the Supremes and other Motown members in the Snake Pit recording sort of a version of The Happening by the Supremes. Detroit is Happening from the Chamber of Commerce, a promo only 45, which is impossible to get. And like I said, I didn't even know it existed until I heard Mr. Finewine play it. All right, so we're going to play one more song, and then we're going to make way for Jim Price. Let's hear this one. Johnny Burnett, Fools Like Me, was supposed to be released as Liberty 55377. In 1961, was bumped for God, Country, and My Baby, which turned out to be a huge hit and Johnny's last hit. But anyway, Fools Like Me got bumped, so let's check it out here at WFMU, and we'll see you next week. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll be back next week with live music from Amy Rigby.
Once in a while there comes a chance for boys and girls to share romance. I'm not left out, I was too blind to see. Oh, please have mercy on fools like me. My baby was what we've all dreamed of, devoted to me with all her love. did I leave her alone to stay and go on back to my rough and rowdy ways? If I could see her, here's what I'd say. I miss you, baby, in so many ways. My love forever she will be. Oh, please have mercy on those like me.
All right, that's going to do it. You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Jim Price is next, and I'm going to turn it over to Jim, is somewhere in the building on his remote microphone. Take it away, Jim.
Thanks, Joe. Listeners, I'm going to take you on a tour of the WFMU studios and the offices. I'm in the main studio now, obviously, but we're going to walk outside the studio because right next door is the record library. I'm surrounded by shelves of records and CDs. Looks like Joe Magasco's putting away his records and such, and Scott Williams is getting ready to do a show.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys.
How's it going?
Everything's okay. I'm leaving the record library now, going upstairs to the next floor. So that was floor two. I'm in the hallway of floor three. To the right is Michelle. Her door is closed, so maybe she's not in today. Down to the left is the lunchroom. No one's there because old lunch is over. I'm heading upstairs now to the top floor in the main office where station manager Ken is situated. One more flight of stairs here. And here we are. Hello? Ken? Hello? Well, that's about it for me. I hope you enjoyed the tour. Coming up next here at WFMU is Scott Williams. Thank you.